South Simcoe Theatre, SST, in Cookstown offers the gift of laughter with its ninth edition of that December show, Camelot the Panto. SST invites the audience to boo, jeer and cheer at the sundry zany characters in this, frenzied folly for friends and family of all ages, at 10 performances running deck. 15 to 18. Camelot the Panto, written by Ben Crocker, was adapted by permission for a local audience by SST's Marika Martin. Martin is also the director. "It is a lot of work and a lot of fun work," she said. Although she has taken many roles on and off the stage at SST and other local theaters, she said, "Panto is my first love." The nature of panto or pantomime is to take familiar characters and create an unfamiliar plotline and or characteristics. It uses local references to make the story more inclusive or personal for the audience. Pantos at Christmas have become a British tradition, although they are not Christmas stories. It's a bit of fun that suits the festive season. Comedy that involves singing and, in the case of SST, a live band, requires a lot of effort on the part of all involved. Timing is key. Voice coach and rehearsal pianist Mel Hinch works closely with Martin to incorporate the music seamlessly into the story, as does band director Jay Rothenberg. Camelot is produced by Kathy Simpson. The various behind-the-scenes roles, including costume design, set design and build, light and sound, and stage manager, are integral parts of the success of the show. The cast of 16 has been rehearsing this play since September. Martin needed to change some of the staging as well as incorporate local references and political satire. The script as written calls for a more elaborate set design than is possible on the stage at the Cookstown Old Town Hall where SST performs. Martin, ever the creator, was able to work the story around these and to put those who auditioned into suitable roles, sometimes tweaking the role to match the player. The play synopsis. The townsfolk of Camelot, ruled over by King Uther, are awaiting the arrival of Guinevere, who is betrothed to the king's son, Prince Arthur. However, evil sorceress Morgan Le Fay and her nasty counterpart Valerin the Vicious has other plans: to kidnap Guinevere, imprison her in a castle in the Enchanted Forest and prevent her from marrying Prince Arthur. But, as in all good pantomimes, goodness prevails. The audience is encouraged to participate. To help in that, SST gives the crowd a goodie bag with items to be used as directed in the show by some of the characters. The stage is set, the costumes are designed, the music and lights are in place, and the roles rehearsed. All that is needed to bring Camelot the Panto to life is the audience. To bring joy into this season for yourself, your family and the community, come on out to the South Simcoe Theatre, 1 Hamilton Street in the village of Cooktown's Heritage Conservation District. Next weekend's show times are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m., and Saturday, Sunday 2 p.m. Tickets are available online by calling the box office at 705-458-4432 or emailing boxoffice@thesouthsimcoetheatre.com. For more information about the theater, its upcoming shows and workshops, visit www.thesouthsimcoetheatre.com.